702. The Africa Report with Crystal Orderson.
All right, what else is happening on the continent that you need to know about? Crystal Orderson, a happy Friday to you. So Sudan has restored the internet following, of course, several months of protests and a shutdown.
Yes, good morning, Bongani, and happy Friday. Just sort of breaking news coming from Sudan overnight is that the military council had in fact foiled an attempted coup d'etat. Now, apparently, at least 16 officers were arrested, according to state-run TV, and apparently they were army and officials from the intelligence services. They carried out the coup. They were immediately arrested. And this, of course, comes at the time when, firstly, Sudanese are celebrating that they finally have the internet back on. It cost about $10 million a day. And yesterday there was an open letter by different, freedom of expression organizations across the Africa, across the continent, an open letter to MTN, Bongani, because they say, look, they want MTN to come out and actually denounce the shutdown and pledge their support to ensure internet access to in the country. And they believe that MTN Sudan contributed to the military council's interference with the exercise of human rights, including freedom of expression. It's quite a hard-hitting letter to MTN Sudan, Bongani, really raising the ethics around a mobile company when there's, basically when people are being killed and shot like we saw in Sudan. And so it's going to be quite interesting to see the reaction around that. But meanwhile, politically, Bongani, the African Union and the Ethiopian mediators still working behind the scenes in terms of that drafting, just so that we can see what exactly is the roadmap for the next 3 years. Both the opposition and the military council have agreed to a three-year transitional period. They're going to share seats. They're going to rotate leadership. They're also going to appoint a technocratic prime minister. But I do wonder if this attempted coup attempt last night might not slightly derail the peace plan, Bongani.
Yeah, I mean, it's a situation that's it's really on a knife edge, actually, if you think about the potential disaster that could happen if it doesn't get resolved. Crystal, also the UN now calling on Malawi to free protesters who have been arrested in that country.
Yes, and Amnesty International has also condemned President Mutharika's, arrest. We saw earlier this week about 70 people have been arrested, including well-known opposition figures. They say the arrest is simply a ploy to harass and intimidate activists to end that post-election protest. Now, they've ordered the Malawian government to unconditionally release the activists. And so what we see now also, there's tension in Malawi. That's definitely that post-election and re-election of President Mutharika has really pitted opposition, NGOs and just ordinary people against the government because they say, they want a rerun of that election. They do feel that the election was stolen to some extent. But of course, there's always those that are going to be pro-government. So thousands of women yesterday marched in defense of the Electoral Commission chair who's being one of the people being criticized for alleged wrong during that election. And these opposition groups say you cannot blame, the electoral chairperson. And they've been attacking, especially attacks coming from the opposition. But analysts say, look, the demonstration wasn't quite a reason. It wasn't a real convincing group. And so one wonders if they were pro-government. But the government has been on defense, Bongani. They've been giving out interviews. The Minister of Communication saying the political tension won't derail the current government in its task of rebuilding the economy. They are determined to ensure that they deliver to the electorate in terms of their promises, and they are awaiting the Constitutional Court outcome of giving some reason or some way forward in terms of what happened during that election. So that's the news from Malawi this morning, Bongani.
All right, we'll leave it there. Crystal Orderson, The Africa Report.